Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Cardinals.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to Wild Card Weekend. We got six games on the board. We got two Saturday, three Sunday, and then that finale on Monday night, extending the weekend. We're going to be giving our best bets here for those matchups, including another Team 600 teaser. And we're going to get an action report from the famed Las Vegas Superbook later on in the show. Joining me, as always, my producer, Dell, who is an Eagles fan. So enjoy a sweat-free weekend. Must be nice, pal.
Yeah, I'm just going to sleep and enjoy your team losing. So that's always fun.
Son of a bitch. You better hope they lose. But I'm begging for a Dallas and Eagles matchup, given how things trickled out during the
regular season. I would actually love that, because that would be even better if we can beat the Cowboys this year. That would be phenomenal. Especially you guys won one against our backup. We won one against your backup. Should be fun. Should be a good playoff.
A lot of unsettled business. And stupid, sexy Tom Brady has to stick his nose in things. So
exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully we get the matchup that we want. But at least we get some good bets on the board this weekend. Before we get started, before we jump into the wild card bets here, if you got a few seconds, if you like what you're hearing from the podcast, please go in, rate, and review the Sharp 600. We appreciate that love. We appreciate any feedback you can throw back at us as well, too. And now, kicking off the NFL playoffs. Let's go. 600 seconds on the clock, pal.
Somebody stop me.
All right, so we closed out the campaign with a strong finish to our NFL underdog picks and predictions. We hit both Tennessee and Carolina last week. And we got two more pups here for the wildcard weekend. We start with Seattle. I bet them plus 10 on the Saturday game against San Francisco. The line just feels a little too big. This is a divisional game. It's a playoff game. As well as the way of these odds are kind of shaking out right now, you've got a big favorite. You've got a shrinking total. Then you've got this methodical San Francisco attack that wants to go run heavy. I think they're going to keep everything short. They're laying the lumber with this big double-digit spread. And then you got a Seattle to offense that has options. And is also very, very live in the fourth quarter, one of the best offenses in the fourth quarter. I believe this is going to be an uncomfortable game for bettors on both sides of the spread. I like Seattle to stay within the 10. It reeks of backdoor cover. The New York Giants plus 3 is my other underdog pick here for wildcard weekend. We've got fresh data on this matchup with Minnesota and the Giants playing on Christmas Eve. The Vikings, of course, had that long last-second field goal to edge the G-men in a game in which New York did not particularly play well. Left points on the table. They had turnovers near the Minnesota red zone. They had to settle for field goals after some bad drops on key downs late in the game as well, too. The Giants defense, though, playing really well as it pushed towards the postseason, has to make Cousins hurry up and keep things short, get the ball out of Justin Jefferson's hands. And to me, New York just playing playoff hungry and has been playing playoff hungry all year. Minnesota, a little fat and happy. Had that division pretty much locked up since the beginning of December. The postseason path was clear for them. I like the Giants and the points to keep this one close. All right, so we talked about a few early wildcard bets on the Tuesday podcast. We took Buffalo with a double result. That's win the first half, win the game outright. We got that at minus 180 before the news that Thompson was likely to start for Miami. And then we took the under 43 in Seattle, San Francisco. We also took the team total for Tampa Bay over 21.5 points. We're going to go and deal some props here. Saturday afternoon, Seahawks 49ers. I've got a couple on this game here. Kenneth Walker, the running back for Seattle. Rushing attempts over 16.5. The Seahawks offense been a lot more balanced in the second half of the season and has been very run dependent in the past three games. And even with the game script with a big spread, Walker, if he even takes a step down, he's still going to cover the 16.5. Pete Carroll loves to run the ball, said they're going to run the ball. So I believe him. We're going to go over 16.5 yard rushes or 16.5 rushing attempts. The value buy for Seattle here is tight end Colby Parkinson. His over 2.5 receptions paying out a plus 140. He's been getting a lot of run with Noah Fant, questionable with that knee injury. He saw 14 targets for 10 receptions over the last three games. His snap rate has just shot through the roof as well, too. Geno could use him a lot with pressure mounting from this San Francisco pass rush. And they did have some success with tight ends the last time they played them. So good value bet there. Parkinson over 2.5 receptions. All right, on Tuesday we talked about Herbert props and what those would be when they came out and they're out. And I will say some analytic projections out there, they're projecting a lower output for Herbert, but I really don't give a shit what they say. I think Herbert is going to have a big day, and I'm taking the over 280.5 yards. I'm taking his over 1.5 touchdown passes. I know Mike Williams has now been ruled out. However, Herbert going to make it rain out here. We mentioned on the Tuesday pod, Herbert is a massive step up in QB competition for the Jaguars. They've gone up against guys like Davis Mills and Dobbs and Wilson over the last three games and handled them fine. But in the 5 weeks prior to that span, they played some quality and capable QBs. Prescott, Mahomes, Goff, Lamar Jackson. And in that span, they got roasted. Dead last in EPA per dropback allowed in that five-week span. Herbert, he's an elite QB. The last time they played in week three, he didn't have Keenan Allen. The offensive line was a bit of a mess. And he was also playing through broken ribs suffered the week before. His results may have been tempered the last few weeks as well, too, with LA holding big leads and running the ball more in the second half. But I think he makes it rain in his playoff debut over on Herbert TDs, over on his yardage here in the wild card round. We're going to go to Sunday. We're going to go straight to the night game. A couple props for this one. Taking Samaje Perine to go over 16.5 yards rushing. Game script says the Bengals could be running out the clock in the second half, and Perine is not being asked to do much with this pretty modest total. He had 18 yards rushing last week, was quiet in week 17, was quiet in week 16. But if you look at the previous eight games, he had gone over 16.5 yard bar in six of those matchups. So I think Samaje Perine gets some extra work here in the second half of this game, goes over a low total of 16.5 rushing yards. I also like Bengals kicker Evan McPherson, playoff legend, to pick up where he left off in the postseason last year and go over his total points of 7.5 on Sunday night. Now McPherson, he's cold-blooded. This guy don't miss very often, and he's put up 8 or more points in 5 of his last 7 outings. That includes 9 kicking points against the Ravens last week. Baltimore, one of the best bend but don't break defenses out there. Top 3 in red zone defense, making foes settle for field goals a lot. I think McPherson's going to kick some field goals. I think he's going to get those PATs. He's going to go over this total of 7.5 points. And finally, come to Monday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys at Tampa Bay. We took the team total on Tampa Bay, 21.5. It is up to 22.5 now. While I am a Cowboys fan, I'm leaning towards the GOAT in this game. I'm going to go over Tom Brady passing yards of 275.5. Now, the main focus the last 4 weeks for Tampa Bay has been kickstarting this passing attack. And we've seen flashes, a great first half versus Cincinnati, a great second half versus Carolina. And then they had the week 18 kind of walkthrough first half versus Atlanta. Looked pretty good, scored 17 points. Cowboys pass defense is not what it used to be. It has been slipping since week 12. It ranks 17th in EPA allowed per dropback, 24th in success rate allowed over the last 7 games after ranking top 6 in both of those advanced metrics in the first 11 weeks of the season. And it came against ho-hum quarterback competition. They've been beaten up by guys like Daniel Jones, the ghost of Matt Ryan, Davis Mills, Gardner Minshew, your boy, Josh Dobbs, and then you saw rookie Sam Howell have a good game against him with Washington last week. And now you take on Brady in the pirate ship. I will tell you, Tampa Bay is a different beast at home. Number 7 in DVOA on offense inside Raymond James compared to 27th in DVOA offense on the road. Brady, 6.9 yards per attempt with a passer rating of almost 98 versus just 5.7 yards per pass in a passer rating of just over 81 as a visitor. Tom does Tom things here. I'm expecting a bit of a shootout, so over 275.5 yards from the GOAT. All right, Dell. Tell me what you like this weekend.
I'm sticking in the same game, but I'm going with one of your Cowboys, and I like CeeDee Lamb at plus 150 to find the end zone. Tampa Bay has given up the 5th most touchdowns in the league to opposing wide receivers, and Tampa Bay has struggled against the slot, as you mentioned, and CeeDee can slide in there, and I love him to find the end zone as high as plus 150.
I like it. Yeah, he's gonna have a busy day. All right. Team 600 teasers, a bit of the shine has come off of these. We're now 5-4 on the season. We lost last week. However, we get it started here in the wild card round. I'm going to go back to the Cowboys and Tampa Bay game, and I'm going to take that total, which is 45.5. I'm going to walk it down 6 points to 39.5 and then go over. As mentioned earlier, big believer in the Bucs putting up points at home, where Tampa Bay has been phenomenal on offense. Defensively, Tampa Bay has not been sharp, ranked out 22nd in EPA allowed since week 14. Cowboys defense, as we mentioned, declining down the stretch as well, too. This feels like a shootout, which is fine considering all the weapons on offense. So over 39.5. Dell, quickly, what do you got to hear for a teaser leg this week?
Giants plus 9. Minnesota beat Green Bay 23-7 in week 1. They beat Chicago with a third-string quarterback in week 18. But in the other 15 games this season, they never won by more than 9 points.
2-minute drill time here with Arthur DeCesar of the famed Las Vegas Superbook. Arthur, we got to get a wild card teaser down here. What's the final one?
I'm going to throw, because it's 8.5 now, I'm taking Bengals minus 2.5.
Okay, good. Getting them underneath the field goal. I like it. All right, so we've got Dallas, Tampa Bay over 39.5. Dell's taking Giants plus 9. And now you've got Bengals under the field goal minus 2.5. Biggest bet game shaping up for wild card weekend.
Listen, they're all big games. They're playoff games. They'll all get enormous handle. But Cowboys-Bucks to wrap everything up on Monday night should be the most heavily bet game.
All the accumulators rolling into that one. Yes, sir. All the teasers, all the live parlays. Yeah, that'll be a big one. Biggest liability right now?
It's in that Monday night game, Tampa. You know, Tampa was 3.5. Sharps took it. Then the public came in, and Sharps still took 3. Public took 3. Cowboys sitting at 2.5. We still haven't seen the buyback on Dallas. So Tampa.
It'll come. It'll come. America's team. They've no shortage in fans. No shortage in public players. Most popular in the wildcard weekend slates are always very popular for this. Most popular parlay for wildcard weekend.
Oh, it's the big three in the money lines. San Francisco, Buffalo, Cincinnati. Everybody, whether it's a $10 or $1,000 three-team money line parlay, are putting them together. If we can get one of those teams to lose outright, it would be huge for us.
All right. I figured the home underdogs would be pretty popular parlay picks as well, too, but yeah. So speaking of liability wise, we'll look at kind of futures wise. Who do you want to get knocked out this weekend?
This week, it would be good for San Diego. I call them still. It would be LA Chargers. Them getting knocked out would be huge for us. We took some good stuff early in the season on them to win the Super Bowl. So getting the Chargers out of there, be nice for the future book.
All right. Notable total.
Ravens Bengals under, you know, we had it as high as 44. It's now 40.5. So a lot of under money.
All right. And I don't know if we're going to get to this last question. So we'll jump to best bet for wild card weekend. What do you got?
I'm taking the over in the Dolphins Bills over 43.5. I think Buffalo's going to score in the 30s. That's usually what they do at home. 5-3 to the over at home. I like the over.
All right. So Buffalo to do the lion's share of the scoring over in Buffalo, Miami for Arthur on the weekend. That is it for the Friday edition of the Sharp 600. Thank you so much for joining us. If you get a second, please rate and review the podcast. We will talk to you on Tuesday for the divisional round. Oh my God, it goes by fast. Good luck and enjoy Wildcard Weekend.